Welcome to episode 194 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. As you may have seen on Twitter and Facebook at the end of last week, I had a last-minute schedule change for this week's show. I was asking for suggestions about what you'd like me to talk about, and of course you didn't disappoint. Now, it's been a busy old time over on the Active Photographer website, and I've posted quite a few updates of late. So in this show, I'm giving a quick overview of these for the benefit of those of you who maybe didn't see them. So, welcome, one and all, to the Active Photographer, episode 194. It's just about 10 to 5 in the afternoon, and as I record this, I am sat in my office. I have my computer on in front of me, and on the screen is the Active Photographer website. In front of me on my desk is all sorts of clutter, if I'm honest. There's everything from post-it notes with notes about people that I've got to contact, and stuff to do with test review articles, and what's this? Just some little sort of notes that I took when I was listening to someone share a video or something. But I also have in front of me here some product packaging. It's actually some Manfrotto tripod packaging. Anyway, the point being, a lot of you that listen to the podcast, that is perhaps the only way that you know of me, of what I do, what the Active Photographer is all about. It's not necessarily that you don't ever go to the website, but perhaps the podcast is enough for you that that just fits in with your lifestyle or your work commitments, your travel or whatever it might be. It might also be that, as I know it's the case, a lot of you don't spend much time on your computers, maybe on your tablets, but a lot of people take in a lot of my content through your smartphones, which is great, and in which case you've probably got the Active Photographer on the RSS feed. Now, for the benefit of those of you who just listen to the podcast and maybe think, do you know what, maybe someone will have a look at the website and you just never get around to it, what have you, I just wanted to just flag up a couple of things that have hit the website over the past couple of weeks that I think will be of interest to you, because you do kind of miss quite a bit, if I'm fair, because the podcast is very targeted, very specific each week on a particular theme or issue or whatever it might be. So I'm just looking at the front page of the Active Photographer, and in its current form, you have a slideshow feature there with about seven slides that preview the seven most recent articles, but then you've got 3, 6, 9, 12 thumbnails with a quick clip from the text that appears on the write-ups and on the articles there. And it could be that that's a podcast, it could be just a thought piece, it could be a Q&A 500 where, as regular listeners will know, you ask me a question and in 500 words I answer it. No waffle, no messing around, just straight to the point to give you your answer. And of course, there are, as I may have just mentioned, there's podcasts episodes on there as well. So I just want to have a look at the last few articles, just to give you an idea of what's been going on, because I've put quite a few updates on the site recently. There are a number of reasons for this. One, I've got quite a quantity of test review kit which needs writing up and needs to get out there. Two, Christmas is coming up, so of course I want to get those all out there for the benefit of those of you that are thinking about kit that you want to either ask for as a present or maybe treat yourself to in the for Christmas or in the new year in the sales or what have you. But there's also some articles which are very specific to this time of year, insofar as the weather, getting outdoors, all that sort of thing. So what I'm going to do is just have a very quick skim through these. And there is no real order to this. I haven't structured it to be very sort of deliberate, if that makes sense. It's kind of a the way I like to do this is have a real mix of one day sort of a test review, then another a podcast, then maybe a link to something or what have you. So I'm going to go back to let's have a look at around about mid-November. And podcast 191 was one that was called The Curse of Friday the 13th. And that was something where you would have listened to that, I'm sure. But I was out in the woods. I was there to do some filming and do some test review stuff. And things just didn't quite go to plan. And whilst I was out there, I was lying in my hammock, just reflecting on what had happened that day. So I won't waffle on too much about that one, because just go and listen. There'll be a link to in the show notes to all of these, by the way. So that was that. And then one of the next things that comes up here is a test review. Now, one of the items that I have loved using actually is nothing to do with photography. It's more of an outdoors product, and it comes from a company called Sub-Zero. And Sub-Zero make all sorts of lovely clothing, from sort of base layer, mid layer, sort of thermal stuff through to outer layers. And one of the products which I've had on review was their thermal down jacket. And I have to say, it has performed so well. It has been everything from being up a mountain in the snow and sort of, you know, being very, very cold, through to in the warmer months in the year, this year, you know, just a sort of lower level camping just in the evening when it maybe gets a little bit cooler weather, or when I'm doing some nighttime photography, or I've been shooting all day and I'm just sort of relaxing, reviewing my pictures and all that sort of thing. Really nice down jacket. Now, one thing I will say about this, and again, I'll put a link in the show notes. Having spoken to the guys following the review going live, they tell me that this particular jacket, they're actually running down the numbers because they've got a new version coming out, which I am super excited about, because I've seen the mock-up of it, the sample, as it were, and my name is on the list to get one of the new ones when it comes out, which I just cannot wait for, because I'm sure it's going to perform just like this. But it's got a number of features, which was what I always said, you know, this would be almost the perfect down jacket if it had this, this, and this. So I can't wait. I'm actually really quite excited. And just on the issue of kit, as I say, I've had to have a bit of a switch around with the shows and the content over the next sort of week or two. And one of the things I will be talking about is, obviously, with Christmas coming up, thinking about kits that I've sort of been looking to use maybe in the coming year. Something that, you know, I've added to my wish list, or anything like that. So I, you know, this is always on my mind, but that's one of those products which I just cannot wait to get hold of. So I did this review. It's in depth, but not too much. I don't like my reviews to be too heavy. There, I think it was around about 700 or 800 words, maybe less actually. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 5 pictures, just showing the main details on there. So do check that out. And if you're in the market for a new down jacket, a nice warm jacket, even if you're going to just walk the dog, really, really well worth a look. So that was that. What else have I got? Oh, okay, there's been a lot of interest on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram as well. When I, in episode 192, I actually talked, it was entitled Discussing Photography Projects. I actually was talking about a project which I'm going to be starting very soon, using a 50-year-old camera. There's been a lot of interest in that, because people love the analog stuff. They love something that's a little bit different. And, you know, I want to apply this to the outdoors and outdoors photography. And there's going to be a video series on it. I very nearly started that this past weekend, actually, but other stuff got in the way and I wasn't able to. But again, you know, if you love your vintage cameras, you love experimenting, you like the old processes, you just, you know, or maybe, how about this? You've never actually shot on film, which I know a lot of you listening won't have shot on film because photography is new to you, maybe, or you might be of the age that even if you've studied photography, excuse me, that digital is just naturally where it is. That's just how things are. Now, I grew up shooting on film, of course. When I first went into business as a photographer, I was shooting film commercially, and I sent my film off to the lab, and I got the contact sheets back and proofs and all this sort of thing. And there is something very nice about the analog process, putting the film in, winding the film on. Of course, you don't get to see the picture. Sounds obvious, but you don't get to see the picture before the film is developed. And then just looking at your film on a light box, and of course it's a negative, unless you're shooting slides, of course, it's a negative image. And so you then you're interpreting the shadows and the highlights, and just that excitement of thinking, wow, have I captured, you know, how is it going to look? And then the process, I'm going to be doing the process of, I do really want to do some black and white film processing again. I used to love doing all that sort of thing. But to begin with, I'll probably just get some, as I mentioned in the podcast, run a colour film through, get it processed. And all of this is going to be documented. I'm going to be talking through it, and it'll be very upfront, very honest. And that's just going to be how it is. So if you haven't listened to episode 192, please do. It's been very well received. I've had a lot of feedback from people that are interested to see the process of that, from no matter what direction you're coming at it from. So excuse me one second. Of course I have a cup of tea by my side. For those of you that care about such matters, I'm drinking green tea, and I think it's Clipper tea at the moment. If you're here in the UK, you'll know about Clipper tea. I dare say it's abroad as well. But there we go. So the next thing that's on the site here is an article called How to Photograph Your Winter Adventures. Now, a lot of you will know that I periodically write for a company called Warehouse Express, or WEX Photographic, as you would know it now. And WEX have their own blog. And obviously they have things like competitions. They have competitions, they have how-to stuff, they have product release information, all that sort of thing. And I write everything from buyer's guides through to top 10 tips and all that sort of thing. And this is one of those. This is a 10 top tips for capturing your outdoor adventures this winter. That was the full title on their site. And looking through this, I'll put the link in the show notes so you can have a look. But it covers everything from, and just to let you know that the short article on the Active Photographer is a very brief introduction with a link through to the original post on the WEX blog. I haven't redone the whole post. But it's everything from kit selection through to you know, the idea of telling stories, how you go about that. There is a mention about camping, and you know, in winter, you know that I don't shy away from that sort of thing. And there are very good reasons not to shy away from camping in autumn and winter. Anyway, so it goes through like that. It even talks about photo walks and just heading out with friends and recording your adventures and all that sort of thing. So that has been, again, sort of a popular piece. Episode 193 was a recording I did, and it's entitled How to Love Your Photography Work. With my titles, just so that you know, with the titles on The Active Photographer, I only have so much line space to put a title in. And it can often be a bit of a battle trying to work out the wording to fit it all in and make the point. I don't like titles going on to two lines. So that's just me. Anyway, what I would like to have entitled this piece was something along the lines of love the work you do and do the work you love, something along that those lines. But I condensed it down to be how to love your photography work. And it is exactly that. It is all just about, you know, I'd just come out of a meeting and just talking about, you know, being a photographer. Of course, that's what the active photographer is all about. So this is one for those of you that are looking, maybe looking towards the new year, thinking, do you know what? I've had enough of my my desk job. Or you've been gradually building up your photography business over the year, and you're maybe going to make the jump into being a full-time photographer, or maybe sort of splitting your week 50-50 or 70-30 between your existing job and being a photographer. And this is the one for you. So in the show notes here, I've put... this week I'm talking about what it takes to get to the point where you're doing the job you love. And I go on to say, building your business as a photographer takes a lot of hard work, as well as good technical know-how, a sensible approach, and a bunch of enthusiasm can make all the difference to your progress. And that, in a nutshell, is what it all comes down to. And there are a few links in the show notes to related articles or podcasts there and what have you. So this time of year, I think, you know, and I would welcome any questions from you. Any of you that are thinking about, you know, the new year is always a very exciting time. With the Photography Projects podcast, one of the things I mentioned there was, you know, 365 projects, taking a photograph every day of the year, 365 days of the year. The new year is a great time to start a new project or a new push on something, or to make a transition, or to, you know, if you're not happy with the current situation, just pushing out the old and moving things forward. That's why so many people love to join the gym in January, which is a terrible idea. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a gym professional, but I say it's a terrible idea. It's one of those things, people always have the best intentions at the start of the year, same as with the 365 project. But with the gym, there are statistics that say that people, you know, the number of people that join the gym at the beginning of the year, that within the space of 2 months or less, they just aren't going to the gym, but they leave their standing order running, their direct debits running. And what happens? The money goes out of their account. They never go out of the house to the gym. If you can, and I know this from my own experience, if you can start a fitness sort of regime, or just start a bit more exercise, or whatever it is you're trying to do, if you can do that in the height of winter when it's cold and wet and windy and horrible outside, and you can see it through, then full marks, because that is commitment, and that's what it takes. Anyway, I digress. You know, lost my train of thought completely. So that's, you know, the new year, thinking about whether you're going to make photography more of a permanent fixture in your weekly schedule to be a photographer. Have a listen to episode 193, How to Love Your Photography Work. Then we've got a test and review that I put up here, another test review, and this is from it's a product from Manfrotto. Now, a lot of you will know, and it will be of great interest, that Manfrotto have really kind of sort of extended their range through to what they call their off-road series, and it incorporates bags, tripods, walking poles, stroke monopods, and I've also let me just get my email up here. I've also had, in this past few days, a press release from Manfrotto talking about another new product that they are bringing out, and it is in the same range. Just trying to find. There we go. If I can get the release up here. Excuse me for a second. It's one of those things that I don't want to save the attachment. I just want to open it. There we go. Here we are. Okay, fine. So they have got what they call the off-road stunt poles, and this is a brand new product. And it's basically, I've had a quick skim through the press release, it's basically for those of you that love using GoPros and action cameras or your point-and-shoot camera on like a selfie stick or anything like that, Manfrotto are bringing out a range of poles which are much more sturdy. They're lightweight, but they're much more, they'll take more kicking about and what have you. It's in the same range, in the same vein as the walking poles and tripods and what have you. And yeah, I think I might have a look at one of those and see. I know there are a lot of you will be interested to see what those are about. Anyway, so the review that is on the site right now was for the off-road tripod, which is, I'll save all the details because you can just follow the link in the show notes to have a look. It's basically a lightweight tripod, folds down in length to about the size of three walking poles. If you imagine, those of you that love your hiking, three walking poles bundled together, because there's a very good reason for that. It's because the legs are basically made, they've collaborated with a company called Fizan, who are an Italian manufacturer of walking poles, very well known, very well respected. And so they've basically integrated walking pole technology into a lightweight tripod, and it was actually very good. I have used it for everything from for behind the scenes, everything from sort of point and shoot and sort of GoPro style cameras through to my D800 with a lighter lens. You wouldn't want to go too heavy on it because it's not designed for heavy items, but as I've said in the piece in the write-up, and it's actually one of the packaging that I've got in front of me here, the maximum load, the recommendation is 2.5 kilos. So it's not insubstantial, but you just have to be a bit careful, especially if there's a bit of a breeze and, you know, what have you. So do have a look at that. It was a nice product. I'm still using it. And yeah, that is on the website right now. So I've got one more thing to talk about, one more piece which is on the site here. Incidentally, one of the things that I would like to do next year, and I mentioned or alluded to in a podcast the other week, that, you know, the end of the year is a great time to reflect and think about, you know, moving forward, and certainly what I want to do with the Active Photographer site and my activities and what have you. One of the things that I'd like to do is to have a regular timetable or schedule, so that, for example, and I haven't ironed out all the details yet, but it would have, for example, Monday's the podcast, Wednesday's test review, Friday's something else. Now, it could be a Q&A 500, it could be a an advice piece on something, it might be one of those where I talk about a particular item of kit which I find really useful or something like that. But I'd like to have that sort of schedule. And I've been working this year. It's been a very busy year for one reason or another. And maybe I'll talk about this towards the end of the year in the coming weeks. But I have made steps towards that and that process. And I'm just kind of working out what's going to be the best way to do this and to get some regularity of certain features. Because, you know, if you notice, I keep the types of articles all to a sort of a pattern, because I know that you don't want to spend ages reading massive long articles. This is what you've told me. You love the audio. You love the idea of video stuff. So there's going to be more video stuff. But you love the behind the scenes, here's me doing this, or this is how I did it. You love the, here's a product that I've been using, and this is what I think of it. And some of you have even told me yourselves that you've gone on to buy those products off the back of my reviews, which is lovely to hear. And then there's the how-to type articles. So I'm still working through some ideas. I'm always thinking, always trying to gauge opinion and what have you. So if you've got any time of the year, if you've got any ideas that you want to share with me, there are some of you that I have spoken to directly in person or met up with, or have had email or Twitter conversations with, where I know that you are long-standing listeners or followers, and when I get the feedback from you guys, it's very important and it's really appreciated, because I know that you've seen the progression, you've seen me trying this and trying that in terms of the sort of content on the site and what you like, and it's you ultimately that shapes it. So that's something to bear in mind. But this final reference here is another article that I wrote for the Wex blog. And the title on this one is How to Take Creative Pictures in Poor Weather. And again, just like the previous one, there's a very short couple of paragraphs with a link. And when you open the link, it takes you through to the Wex blog. And it has, I think this one I just shared five top tips, or, you know, you could go on and on with the top tips thing. But as you know, there are certain techniques, certain approaches that I take to photography in the outdoors and heading outdoors. And even if I'm just going for a walk and I want to take a camera of some sort to document what I'm doing, there are certain approaches that I use time and time again. And so this was a piece which it was really just picking out those main sort of tips, as it were. And one of them is, don't be afraid to use high ISO settings. A lot of people are so hung up on the fact that you need to shoot low ISO, which is great 99% of the time, because make the most of your camera, the sensor, the resolution and quality. But if the weather is so, and this was my point, if the weather is so bad that you have to shoot at ISO 3200, 6400, whatever it is, well up beyond that, what are you going to do? You're going to stay indoors and just feel sorry for yourself and think, oh, I really wanted to be outside and should I have gone and whatever? Or do you just wrap up warm, wrap up dry, and just go outside, protect your camera and just go out and just whack the ISO up there and just experiment? It's not costing you anything if you're shooting digital, because you've got the memory card, you've got the camera. You don't like the picture, you delete it. You're not paying for processing and prints and all this sort of thing. So that was just one of the points in there. And there's some other bits and bobs in there which you might want to think about. So that is a very, very quick rundown of what's been going on with the website. One thing I will mention very briefly, and I will be elaborating on this as you will soon find out in the coming weeks, the Active Photographer has a new company on board who are advertising and sponsoring. And I'm not going to turn this into a sponsorship pitch on this, but I will just say, do have a look on the website, because, you know, I'm talking about what's new on the website physically to look at it. And there is an ad on the side of the on the side of the page there with a 20% voucher code for you guys to get a discount. And they basically make some really nice knitted hats. Now, it's not photography kit, but a lot of you know that I am follically challenged. I spend a lot of time outdoors, and to have a nice warm hat is really, really quite comforting. There is a very particular angle to why I was interested initially in their product. And, you know, I would never try to hide anything. If you've got any questions about this process, then please ask, because, you know, there are no secrets. I came across this company, and they're called Adventure Required, and I'll put a link in the show notes. I came across them through Twitter, and it's just a really nice story behind them. They are, the designs are produced in America there, and they are actually hand knitted over in Peru. And so there's a really nice, and they're you know, it's all ethical and supports the communities out there. And, you know, it's just really nice. Anyway, we got chatting, and, you know, they're looking to spread the word a bit and all the rest of it. And long story short, they have come on board as a new sponsor, which is lovely. So, like I said, I'm not going to dwell on about that, because I am in the process of planning something whereby because the story is so interesting behind it and the ethical side of it, which is, you know, should be important. And also think about ethics. Think about the way that photography equipment is produced as well, not just outdoor stuff. We should be aware of this sort of stuff, just like we should be aware of waterproofing, for example, waterproofing products which you can wash in or spray on. You know, do they damage the environment? Are they, you know, free of nasties which are going to contaminate the land and all this sort of thing? This sort of thing is important. But we're going to be, hopefully, it's tricky trying to get everyone's schedule to meet up, but we're hopefully going to have a conversation and be sharing that in the podcast. It could be quite interesting, because I also know that a lot of you who love photography, it must be an arts, creative crafts thing, because a lot of you have an interest in knitwear and you have an interest in vintage and all that sort of stuff. That's why my Goodwood Revival pieces that I do every year are you know, they remain of interest to people because it's a vintage theme event. But and I'll link to this year's piece about this year's Goodwood Revival so that you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, so that, as a very quick rundown, is some of the most recent additions and changes to the Active Photographer to look at on the homepage. Like I say, this has been a kind of bit of a stand-in episode, or rather the content for this week's show has been a bit of a stand-in because a few things have changed at last minute. So I hope that's been of interest to you. Those of you that haven't really looked at the website or haven't looked at some of these articles, I hope that's maybe kind of encouraged you to go and have a look, because if for no other reason, if you're thinking, if you're like me, and I am one of the worst people to buy for at Christmas, because there's nothing that I particularly want, you know, through the year. Think, oh, that's kind of interesting, that's kind of nice. And if it's something that's through the course of my work and what have you, the chances are I might have connections with the company that they'll want me to take a look at something. And I think, do you know what, I'll have a look at that. And, you know, it might not be something that I would necessarily put emphasis on as being something that would warrant me going out and spending on it. But, you know, I'm so bad to buy for at Christmas. So if you're like that and you're thinking, do you know what, my tripod's looking a little bit ropey, it's really starting to, you know, the bolts on it are getting a bit loose, or the head doesn't hold the weight of my camera enough because I've bought a bigger lens, or whatever it might be, it might be that something like that Manfrotto review might just be the perfect thing to forward to one of your friends or loved ones and say, you know, this looks really good, this is what I'd like. Incidentally, I'm not telling you to have a look at that because I stand to gain anything. I actually don't make any money off the test and review pieces. You'll see on that write-up, I don't have any affiliate links on there or anything. So it is purely just in your interest that if this is a product that you think might be of interest, I think it'd be, you know, worth you having a look. Okay, so that just about wraps it up, I think. So hopefully with next week's show, we'll be back on track, back to the schedule that I was hoping to bring you in this next few weeks up to Christmas. It's all going very, very quick. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. Anyway, I hope that's all been of interest. So for now, I will leave it there. Those of you who put forward ideas which didn't end up being the subject of this week's podcast, fear not. I've made a note of them and I'll be working them into future episodes. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.